Blog Talk Radio.
Talking with you on the Metaphysical Edge. Today is a very special day. We're going to be holding Open Mic Day. What that means is that each and every one of you, our callers, our listeners, call in for a free mini reading, a free dream analysis, a crystal healing reading. Anything that you wish to speak about, you just give us a call here at 347-237-5339, and we will get you connected to the world via the internet. So I invite you all to give us a call in. We've got quite a few folks in our queue already, and we're not going to waste any time today. Nothing else to talk about except you and what you would like to know. Psychic readings, fine. Card readings, fine. Dream analysis, crystal readings, fine with me. Just give us a call in. Our number, 347-237-5339, and we will get to you and your question. Today, we have two beautiful stones that we're using to help us with our program. I like to call on different stones, different ascended masters. I ask, and who would like to join us today? And two stones popped out to me today. A Moki marble. It's the only Moki marble that I have and that I work with, and it's a beautiful palm-sized Moki marble. For those of you who aren't familiar with Moki marbles, they're a shaman stone. They're also an astral travel or a psychic soul traveling stone. They're very powerful, called a concretion. They're made or they come from Navajo sandstone in southern Utah, northern Arizona, northwestern Colorado area. So this is the stone that we're using today as a Moki marble to enhance our psychic readings. I'm also using a wonderful stone, a natural citrine. It's called a library stone. It is the student-teacher stone in a beautiful natural citrine. So what that tells me is I'm not only teaching today, I'm learning. So hopefully that this stone will represent a teaching and learning for all of us, all of our listeners. And that's our intent for today. We're also using Nag Champa oil today in our candle, and the scent is just absolutely divine. I'm blessing myself with the smoke of the oil as it bubbles away in my diffuser. It's just wonderful. It blesses and creates our sacred space. And with that, let's get right to the phone lines. What do you say? I see we have caller number one. Looks to me like this is Jill. Hi, Jill. Welcome to the Physical Edge.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm really digging this Saturday program. I like this. I like Saturdays. It's great.
Where do you live?
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Northwestern Florida.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you in the colder climes?
I'm in Illinois.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you've got some You've got some chill in the air, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been hot down here in Florida. I'm amazed. Usually we have about maybe a month of winter, and I haven't seen. Yeah, it hasn't come yet.
Really?
Yeah. Come on down to Florida. What happened?
I would love to.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm hearing that. So how can we help you today? What's on your mind?
My parents, you know, are deceased, and my oldest sister, I don't talk to her, and I did confront my other sister, who's better than she is, as far as, and I just said I can no longer be the scapegoat, the punching bag, the sacrificial lamb in the family. I'm done with being abused. She was very defensive, didn't take any responsibility. I noticed she doesn't take responsibility for anything ever personally. And did she think about anything that I said?
Oh, yeah. It was a big-time wake-up call for her. Big-time wake-up call, like a tsunami reaching over her and washing her clean. That's the image I get. The vision I get. She's really not a bad person. In fact, neither of your siblings are bad people. They've had a rough life, too. But they're more concerned about themselves than they are about anybody else. And I get two things. I get this tsunami wave washing over your one sister, and I get rain beating down on your other sister. So what my guides are telling me is that there's a lot of purification going on here. One of them is a wake-up call, and the other one is like a long-term purification, which is going to take a little bit longer for your other sister. However, as far as you are concerned, my guides are telling me to tell you to get out there and dance like nobody's watching, because you have reason to celebrate. You're a very good soul. And
thank you.
You're right. You're not a victim. You've never been a victim. You just played the victim in everybody else's play.
Okay? Right. They set me up in that role.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you're done with it. You're done.
Yes.
You're like an actor that that played in the same series for 20 years. And
right.
It's time to change it and give it up, and you have. That's what I see you. 2013 is going to be a very interesting year for you. A lot of creativity around you. I'm seeing you surrounded by tall, graceful trees, like aspen trees, huge larch, maybe birch trees, huge tall trees. And I'm seeing these trees and their roots intertwining with your roots. Are you a plant person? Do you work with plants or?
I like gardening and vegetables and plants in my home, yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that is like that's your breath. That's like your breath of life. Working with the earth, working with plants and gardening, yes, absolutely. Trees, though, are calling you. They're like soulmates for you.
I agree.
They give you strength. They give you stability. And I see you growing and continuing on in your journey and being very happy and very successful. 2013 is going to be a big change for you, dear. It's going to be the year for you. You're no longer on the stage in other people's drama. You're out of it.
I agree.
And you're the
creator. I can't do it anymore.
You don't have to. You're done. The karma is paid off. It's done.
Okay.
Dream time, dream state for you has been very active. I'm seeing colorful dreams around you, and I feel that your guides are speaking with you, with your dreams. You're getting a lot of information, a lot of work being done in dream state. In other words, what they're telling me is that you're working out a lot of karma, Jill, in dream state so that you no longer have to work it out here in the physical state. That's how
okay.
It comes through.
I did have a weird dream where my cousin, we were going to go to his mother's house, who is dead. in my car. He decided to take my car. We were all going to go in my car. Then he parked it in front of course, it wasn't my house, my home, my whatever. You know how a dream is. He parked it in front of the house. Then, you know, the plans were changed. My dad, who is also dead, took the car and moved it somewhere, and nobody could find it. So what does that mean?
And then I
was really angry because there were some stray cats outside that needed to be fed, you know, needed food. And I had a big bag of food in my trunk, and I couldn't find the car to get the cat food to feed them.
Yeah. You know, very interesting that you bring up car. Car represents our lives. Our car is our vehicle, how we get through life.
Right.
The fact that your dad moved it, to me, that's symbolic of your family, you pulling
the
strings.
And my cousin moved it.
And your cousin moved it, exactly. So there's a lot of family involvement there, and you giving away your power to your family. And this is why I see it stopping in 2013. You're in control. Before you go to bed tonight, put the thought in your mind that you're going to find that car, and you're going to have the only one that's going to have the key, and you're going to be the one to drive it. And you might invite other people to come in, sit in the passenger seat or in the back seat, wherever, but you're not going to give up your power to anyone. The only person you're going to give up your power to is you.
And I can't do it anymore. I just cannot do it anymore. I either have to take this route or it's going to kill me. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to shrivel up and die.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I see you being a very powerful woman, and I see you taking back that power. And plant the seed. Before you go to bed tonight, do a small contemplation and just say, tonight, I'm taking my power back. Tonight, I will be driving my vehicle. No one has permission to drive that vehicle but me. And you're just going to plant that seed, and then you're going to happily, joyfully fall asleep and head into dream state, and you're going to be in control.
Now, what is my better sister going to do when she no longer has me to blame everything on?
She's going to finally put on her big girl pants and take responsibility for her own situation.
Okay.
But it's the other sister that's going to have the difficulty. The good sister, let's say, just for the line of demarcation, the good sister is the one that was hit by the tsunami.
Right.
Okay, so she got a big wake-up call.
Yes.
And that's going to change her slowly, but it's going to change her. It's going to put her on the right path. The other sister, I'm seeing a rain as a purification. So in other words, she still has a series of things, of experiences before she really steps on the path to change.
If she's
that's
capable.
How it comes through to me. Well, I mean, you know, that's purely her choice.
Right.
It's her choice. And you don't have to worry about it because we've already taken that off of you. We've taken that away from you. That's gone. You're going to be taking care of you. You're going to be driving that car. You're not giving those keys up to anybody.
Yes. And it's difficult for me, too, because I was trained it's all about everybody else. So it's very hard for me to get up every day and actually think, put myself first. It's like, I don't know how.
Positive affirmations. Simple positive affirmations. Something simple, something easy to remember. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better.
Okay?
Every day, in every way, I'm getting stronger. Every day, in every way, I'm getting clearer. You could change that last word, but the intro to the affirmation is every day, in every way, and add what you like, as long as it's something positive that moves you forward every day in every way. I'm getting better every day in every way. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting healthier. I'm getting clearer. It's your life. This is how you want to handle that, dear.
Okay.
And you're blessed. You are so blessed. You're a strong girl. You're so blessed, Jill. I see a lot of good things around you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And keep don't worry about the thunderstorms and the rain. They're all good for you. They're cleansing. They're positive. And remember that anything that it happens to you in dream state, all that means is that I'm experiencing this in dream state, so I don't have to experience it in my waking state.
Okay.
So if you think you're having nightmares or scary things, okay. You can wake up in the morning and you can smile and you can say, "Woo, that was a dream."
Right. Yes.
That's how I'm seeing it. I hope
so. When you said, "I know you need to move on," but when you said you're a very powerful woman, what does that mean?
A powerful meaning that you have the power to stand in your own power. Your kindness and your goodness and your fear has allowed other people to manipulate you, and that's okay. That's what you needed at that time. You no longer need that. You're done. You're done with it. Now you're going to move on, and now you're going to stand in your own power. And visualize that. Visualize you standing on a, what's your favorite color, Jill?
Green.
Green. Excellent. Visualize a green polka dot, a big green polka dot, maybe around 3 foot in diameter.
Uh-uh.
Okay, and visualize you standing in the middle of that big green dot.
Okay.
That's your power zone. You're going to stand in your own power by standing in that green dot. That's your energy. And I can see green for you because green is the color of life.
Okay.
Green is the heart chakra. Green is how your plants thrive. Green is healing. So stand in your healing spot. Stand in your own power. Use the power of visualization and imagination, and you will propel yourself onward and away from those who treat you negatively.
Okay.
You'll kind of laugh at it to say, "That doesn't affect me anymore."
You kind of feel sorry for them.
Sure you do. Sure you do. I understand. But you know what? You don't have to. Because they're not your problem either, dear.
You're right. See, and I need to learn that, too.
Yeah.
The more I understand about someone, the more trouble it gets me into.
Yeah, well.
You know, the more I let them get away with.
Yeah, I think we're all like that, kind of. Not to worry. Not to worry. Think green spot and think, I'm driving my own car.
Okay.
and do it with a smile on your face. I just feel that you're self empowered, and you know, a good stone for you. I'm looking here and I'm seeing lapis lazuli is a very good stone for you. It's a beautiful blue, midnight blue stone. Either lapis or azurite. Azurite.
Okay.
Also very good stones for you. So think in terms of that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good deal. All right, dear heart.
Thank you so much and all the time you spent with me.
You're welcome. Jill, you're very welcome, and I send warmest blessings your way.
Thank you.
All right, dear. If you like, I'll keep you on hold so you can continue to listen, okay?
Okay, and I'll switch my one so that I'm not in your whatever.
Okay, in the queue.
I'll hit
thank
my
you,
one.
Dear.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
You betcha. All righty. We're going to go right on to our next caller, and we have area code 512. Hi, 512, you're live.
Hi, and so nice to hear you on today.
Thank you. Thank you. How cool is that?
I was wanting you to talk a little bit about clarity when giving readings, maybe the beginners, because I'm a beginner, and I need to develop more clarity and open the channel of communication wider so that I get more information, because I'll get little bits, but the vision doesn't always come through as clear as I'd like. So I was just hoping you'd talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Let's take a look-see and see what we got going here for you, dear. And you, and did you tell me your first name?
My name is Pearl.
Pearl?
Yes.
Like the beautiful gem?
Yes.
I like that. That's a beautiful name. God bless you for that name. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It means a lot. And there's energy behind the way you say your name. Okay, and for me as an energy reader, it's real important. That's why I asked you your name. Sometimes I just get energy from someone just by the way they're, just by the way they sound. But with you, I'm getting a real hit on your name. The first thing I'm seeing is you. I see you in a cave. This is really weird, but I'm seeing you in a cave, and I'm seeing you surrounded by all these things that make you happy, little things like a candle or a flower or a crystal or photographs or artwork. I'm seeing artwork. Do you draw? Do you sketch?
Sometimes I paint.
Okay. I'm seeing you in your sanctuary, and in this sanctuary, I'm seeing you completely protected. But what my guides are telling me is that it's time to move out of that protection. Time for movement, time to step into the canoe and ride the river. I hope you're not going to think that's crazy, but that's how it comes
no.
to me.
That's absolutely right on. And what I do is I'm a housewife, so I tend to stay in my home. And I have my crystal, and I am thinking about planting plants and creating a beautiful area outside. But
wonderful.
I like to stay at home because it's where I feel safe. And I am stepping out of my comfort zone when I go to my groups. And driving
right.
to my groups, I have to drive like 70 miles. And
wow.
it hasn't worked out the last couple of times, and it's been crazy. One time the group got canceled, and then the next time there was a horrible accident, and I was stuck in traffic for a half hour, missed the group completely.
Wow.
So the universe is trying to tell me maybe that's not the group for me. So what I did, I started a Blog Talk Radio show just a half hour just to get practice. Do you
excellent.
Think that that's...
I think that's marvelous, Pearl. I think that's marvelous. That's going to give you the strength to weather whatever storm comes your way as you're gliding down that river of life. And the movement is really important for you, whether it's physical dance or whether it's spiritual movement. My guides are saying, keep moving. Keep that going. Get out of that cave. Get out of that sanctuary. What do they say? Deepak Chopra says, forget about stepping outside of the box. Just get rid of the box altogether.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. I hope he doesn't mind. I borrowed it from him, but I've learned something from him. Well, I just love Deepak Chopra. But that's one of the things that he says. Forget, you know, how people say, reach outside your box. Okay, that's good, but... the next step is just get rid of the box altogether, and I think that is something that you'll eventually do. And I'm not saying that you're going to get rid of your home. I mean, you're just going to be free to be able to explore, and that's how I'm seeing it, being free to explore. And that's going to be a really good thing for you. I'm also seeing empowerment, light around you. So you've got help. You've got a lot of help around. You've got a lot of spirits and guides and in all different shapes and forms, too, Pearl. I'm seeing very rocks, crystals, and stones. I'm seeing. I'm seeing sodalite. I'm seeing sugarlite. I'm seeing blue stones around you. I want to say celestite, that beautiful blue, pale blue crystal. I'm seeing a lot of light blues around you, a lot of blue coloration. So that's telling me that you're very easygoing. It's telling me that you're also very giving, very kind-hearted, not a taker. You don't take for yourself. And I'm being prompted to tell you that it's okay to receive. You don't have to take. All you have to do is receive because it's being given to you.
That's amazing because another validation here. In the shower,
sure.
I was in my mind going through talking to my guide.
Right.
They were holding their hand open. They were showing their, you know, how you take your four fingers and you touch them to your thumb. They were doing that open, close. And when I asked them what it meant, they said taking and receiving. And then they put their hand on their heart. So taking and receiving from the heart. Or not
beautiful.
Taking and receiving, giving and receiving from the heart.
Right, right.
When you open
right.
your hand, it's giving. When you close your hand, it's taking.
Right. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. I love that. And I feel that's part of it. You know, so people that are givers and sometimes don't know how to receive. And that could be a life lesson for you. And you're probably learning a lot of that in dream state as well. I see that you're a very active dreamer, and I'm seeing that a lot of your dreams are, I want to say, not always remembered, but nevertheless a very strong impact on you.
Yes, it's so funny. You are really good.
Cool.
I had a dream of... I think it was a past life because in the dream I was a man and there was a war and there was all these bombs and somehow or another I had the knowledge. It was like I was that person, but I wasn't that person, but I was seeing through their eyes and I was in their body and I could feel everything they were going through. I had the knowledge from an outside perspective that everybody was dying of radiation, but the man
wow.
and everybody there thought that it was gas. So they were putting on gas masks. And
wow.
I had gone over to pick up my mother. And I picked her up off the floor. And she was convulsing so bad that she fell from my arms. And I knew I needed to pick her up and get her over to some other people. I was taking everybody and putting them in a certain
right.
area. And it was a very vivid dream.
Right. I particularly like dreams like that, even the ones that scare us intensely, only because when we have dreams like that, to me it means that we don't have to experience that in waking state. That's what that means to me, number one. Number two, it shows that you are very concerned and also maybe a little too much concern for family or for those people you love. And please don't take this as a negative statement, but sometimes we have to let people do what they have to do. We have to allow them to experience what they have to experience. And that could be part of the learning that you're getting from that dream. Not being able to help your mother, but you comforted her. You stood by and comforted her. You didn't just, you know, leave her. You stood there with her and you gave her comfort. Even though you couldn't maybe stop the convulsion in the dream, but you could comfort her. So you did everything that you could do. And that, to me, is a beautiful lesson.
I agree.
Well,
thank you. much. I know you must have other callers, so I do.
I do. But I so enjoyed speaking with you, Pearl, and thank you so much for calling in and for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, dear. Bye now. All righty. We're going to keep right on going. We've got area code 305. Hello, 305. You're live and on the air with B.
This is Deanna B. How are you? I really, really like, you know, listening to you more than speaking. But
wonderful.
And what nice colors you have.
Aw, thank you, dear. And your name is Deanna?
Yes, I'm another Scorpio like you.
Ah, I like Scorpios. We're different, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are sort of unique in a way.
That's true.
I've spoken to you about four times maybe over the past couple of years.
And
you once gave me that you're the brilliant light and don't let anybody shadow you or things like that. And you've always been helpful.
Okay.
Just love it. And I'm glad I found you today. I wasn't going to be listening to the radio, and then I saw you were there.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm so glad because this is a new time period for me. I used to be Tuesday nights, and I switched over to Saturday afternoon.
That's a good thing about following the show because you get the automatic emails.
Oh, good, good. I'm so glad to hear that. Great. Great.
Well, I don't know what to ask you. I'm still looking for the Labradorite. I did find one yesterday, but it was out of my, you know, financial ability. The other stones that you've spoken of, I have a few. And I don't know what to ask you. I just love listening to you. I do want to say one thing, and it doesn't really make any difference. That lady that spoke to you a couple of callers ago, I just love the sound of the double L, like the name Jill. It's like resonating, vibrating, powerful. Just love it.
Lovely lady. And very, she's going to be standing in her power. She's going to be imagining that green dot, and that's going to be for her. Whenever anyone gets her upset, she's just going to imagine that green dot, and she's going to stand in it. And I think that's a good exercise for all of us, is to stand in our own power. And interesting, I'm seeing you, you're standing on the edge of a new dawn. That's how I see you. It's like you're standing on a cliff and you're looking out and you're watching the sunrise like you've never seen it before. It's like you're getting ready to start a whole new era in your life, in your time. So I'm real excited for you about that. New beginnings, new. That's what I'm getting here is being refreshed, like the storm is past, and now you're going to be reaping the benefits. The grass is going to grow. The flowers are going to bloom. The bad times are behind you is how it's coming through, Deanna. I don't know what that means to you, but that's what they're giving me.
It means that it's been almost, I've been at the edge of the cliff, but thinking of looking down and falling down, and now I'm looking up.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You're not afraid of standing in your own power. You're looking forward. You're anticipating the new beginning, this new dawn that has arrived to you. And, you know, from the big picture, I also see that as something for all of us as we enter this age of Aquarius. You know, we've been singing about the age of Aquarius since the 60s. Well, guess what? Here it is, 2013, and it's here.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
I was listening to that song yesterday. It played on the radio, and the
moon,
seventh house, and Jupiter aligned with Mars a couple of weeks ago. There was, I recently listened to a lady on one of the other shows, a show about books. And I can't remember her her real name. She's a psychologist. But she says you've got Earl and Pearl. Earl is the bad side and Pearl is the good side. And she went through the acronym, and Pearl was peaceful, earnest, adventurous, resilient, and loving. And Earl were all the shadow qualities.
Wow.
So I'm going to add one letter to it. I'm going to try to email you that information about this book. But
great.
Interesting. I just don't have it here written down where I could find it. You're only going to have the Saturday show at this time now?
Yeah, I'll be on every Saturday now at 12 noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. That's the Metaphysical Edge. Yeah, we'll be on, gave up Tuesday nights, and now we'll be on Saturdays. And then tomorrow, of course, Sunday is my Sunday service. I do a Sunday service once a month.
I know you're
tomorrow.
Barbara. Well, bless you. Thank you. I do want to keep on listening, and I thank you. You do such good. I'm an interpreter, a translator. You translate, but what you translate are the messages from spirit.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you for that. I appreciate your kindness in saying that. Thank you. And before you leave me, dear, let me just say that the spirit that's around you is green. I see a lot of green. That's good health. That's finances. That's money. Life force energy. Okay, so and that goes hand in hand with this new beginning for you. Deanna, you've got a lot of blessings around you. All I want to say is just enjoy them, eat them up, enjoy them.
Thank you, and you are one of my blessings, and I'm not saying this just to say it.
Aww, that's sweet. Thank you.
4 years have been so very difficult, and I would not have survived if not by the medium, which was Blog Talk, and folks like you, and your friends, and other people. This has been, you know, my vehicle to safety to the other shore.
Wonderful. That's a blessing right there in itself. Thank you for sharing that. And I'll keep you on hold if you'd like to continue to listen, okay?
Yes, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. You're welcome, dear heart. Warmest blessings.
Until again.
Oh, I just love calls like that. God bless you, Deanna. You're a love. And I hope you get a hold of me on Facebook. In fact, anyone that wants to reach me on Facebook, I'm pretty easy to reach if you either put in B or B-Shot. That's my email address, but that's a lot of people find me on Facebook under B-Shot, B-E-E-S-H-O-T, or just type in my name, Barbara DeLosier, and you will get me on Facebook, and I would love to be your friend. Let's move right on. We've got area code 618. Good day,
Hi.
Area code 618.
Hi, B.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
You sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
You're wide awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, I sure am. I spend a lot of time. I'm kind of a shut-in. I have to stay home a lot. My doctors don't let me drive. My computer's on the fritz. I can't get it to work. My spirit let me get it to work to send you a message, and then it quit working right after I did, so I'm kind of aggravated. My spirits won't let me on Facebook right now.
Aww.
I don't know why. My little ET is here with me.
Oh,
and,
wow. Great. I love that. It's beautiful. I've done a lot of work with that stone, and it kept saying to me, send me, send me. I want to go to my new home.
I have someone else had sent me a stone. Actually, it was my sister. And I've had it for a while now. It's a selenite heart, pretty good size one, about palm size.
Yeah.
And it goes where it wants to. but, yeah, it goes where it wants to. And I usually keep it on my day bed.
Uh-huh.
But it was evening, and I was, sometimes I just don't pay attention to much. I don't really watch TV and that. But I noticed that there was a orb around my living room and open kitchen, and it was heart shape. And I'll be darned, it went all around the living room, like showing me, you know, different things. And then I looked down on the floor, and it went right into that heart selenite stone.
How marvelous. How marvelous.
That was very interesting. I
Susan,
also
that's
have
marvelous.
A, yes. My stones are working for me. I was wondering, do you work with I'm tongue-tied, my mind, Auralite 23? Do you work with Auralite 23 at all?
Not yet, but I've been aching to get one, to get some. I'd like to get a few. They're beautiful stones.
I have been working with mine for about a year.
How do you like it? The energy is fabulous, huh?
The energies are, they do have the dolphin energies.
Yes.
They even explained to me how they got the dolphin energies and how old they are. They because originally they're from the cave in Canada.
Canada, right.
Right, where it's freezing cold, and I'm wondering to myself, well, dolphin energies out of this?
Oh, yeah. Because
because in the past it was connected to
it was
other.
Sea, yeah, an inland sea, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, yes, they do have definitely have it. And they also, if you have a pair, a matched pair, well, similar in size and weight, they're excellent for past lives.
Wow.
One came, the ones I used for that, the night before I had been meditating with the Auralites, and I got nothing. Except the warm and fuzzy feeling, but I woke up. Well, I was I talked about something to them, and it manifested. I woke up feeling like someone was looking over my shoulder, and I looked up, and there was one of my friends from the 15th century Oriental.
Wow.
Yes, and I could see him just as clearly as I see my little dogs in front of me. And he was all dressed up. He was a type of emperor. He was dressed in the red and the bright gold. And he talked to me for a few minutes and just went right, popped right back. So I do recommend the Auralite 23 stones very much.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And Mike, I have a little question. I have been going through a lot of changes, even with my spiritual and my guides, too. But I was wondering, I've lost a lot of people in my life this past year. And I was wondering if you see some new people coming to me, humans, you know, spirits are fine, too, but I was wondering if you see any new friends coming my way or anything like that.
The first person that comes to me is a childhood friend that's coming back into your life, and this is going to be within the next six weeks. A childhood friend, an old childhood friend who is going to represent innocence to you. Your connection to this person is definitely innocence. And I feel that this is going to be a very powerful connection. I'd like you to keep me in the loop about when you meet this person. I'm getting a 50-50 energy. So this person is very balanced as far as their male and female energies are concerned. But it's a childhood friend. It's someone from the past that is going to come back in again. Come back in.
Yeah, come back
in
again.
Yeah. And
this is a male.
It very well could be a male, a little taller than you, but with a lot of gold light around them. So it's a person who's been very spiritual for a long time. So I'm also seeing, do you have a topaz ring? I'm seeing topaz. Topaz, a yellow,
no.
Goldish topaz around you.
No.
Okay. It looks like it's a... The reason I say topaz ring is because it looks like it was something that was lost and that you're going to find. And this person is going to be very instrumental in helping you. It's a male energy, but I see a very balanced male and female energy. Their light is very balanced, is how I see it.
Well, I'm...
So,
is it someone who... I'm feeling like I'm picking up it's someone who walked right out of my life.
Well, they're going to walk right back in again, and it's going to be a very fulfilling friendship.
I've known
childhood.
Him since I was 9 years old.
Yeah, well, you'll
yeah.
still know him because he hasn't changed. The only thing that has changed with him is he has become a lot more spiritual than he had been. He's gone through a lot of changes, dear, and it's going to be a very fun relationship for you.
Wow, I can't believe he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's a shaman.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that's why that energy. He's got
and
golden.
And he's my other
light.
Half also.
Ah, aha. Uh-huh. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Soulmate. Very nice.
Yeah. He's
good.
My other half.
Good. I like it very much. And the
well,
funny thing
is
too,
a big surprise.
Yeah, the funny thing is, too, is I'm seeing a lot of green around you, too. Greenery, like fir trees.
I grow exotic plants.
Oh, okay.
I
well,
used
you
to have
got
a greenhouse.
Beautiful
yeah.
ferns I'm seeing, beautiful plants around you. And they're your friends. That's how I want to say
yes.
it. They are your friends.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so that's really good. You're not afraid of friends that aren't of human nature. And you know, Susan, I really love that about you, because that gives you what do they call them? The last lifers. Yeah, you know, that's what my
most
guys
of my friends
tell me.
Are deceased. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, but that's okay. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you're
that's
one
okay.
of the. You're like a last lifer. I mean, you know, you're able to be friends with things that are animate and inanimate, and that's a real beautiful thing.
That's why I'm divorced. I still have a lot of antiques in my home, and I always, since I'm a born spiritualist, born psychic, I've always thought everybody else was.
Yeah.
But I would be caught talking to my coffee table, whatnot, or books, or feel the energies off of different things, you know. And
Susan, I completely understand.
It's very interesting. You were talking about heritage.
Yeah.
Heritage from past lives and that, and I really mm-hmm. enjoyed listening to that and talking with you about that also.
Cool beans.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you called in, dear.
Well,
and
you
got,
have a
I
wonderful...
Thank you. I know I've got another caller on hold.
Okay.
And,
okay. I'll be listening.
Okay, darling, I'm sending lots of love your way, and give a little hug to your ET for me.
I'm doing it right now. It's in my hand.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Lots of love.
Peace.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. And for our last caller of the day, hi, area code 972.
Oh, my gosh. I made it. Yay. Thank you.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, that's one of your biggest fans of many in Dallas, Texas.
Oh. Yes, I love you. I love you so much.
Love you too. What a great show. Great
thank
energy.
You.
More beautiful souls. So kindred
so what's
souls.
What's going on in Audrey's world today?
Well, you know, I'm interested in making some big changes, and I guess want to know if you could just touch on those. Like, what do you see, like, next week coming in for me? Because I'm kind of anxious, as you know, what kind of edgy going.
Yeah, let's have a look-see. Okay. And let's just see. Ooh. Okay, the first thing I'm being told is you must be vigilant. Don't be afraid of making that second or third or fourth call.
Okay.
Be vigilant in what you want. And the
okay.
next thing I'm getting is you are being guided by eagle energy. Look for feathers, Audrey, eagle feathers, any kind of feather, okay? It will represent your eagle guide. There is a lot of powerful energy around you right now. You are flying with the eagles, you are soaring with the eagles, you're no longer on the porch with the turkeys, okay? You are up in the air and you are flying, and I see you flying, literally. So that tells me that there's going to be some air movement. Yeah, you're going to be taking a plane ride, okay? And it's going to take you right past the sun. And that's the vision I'm seeing. And what that's telling me is that the sun is blessing you with its warmth, with its love. And come on down here to Florida. There's some stuff for you. And surround yourself with your rocks, crystals, and stones. They don't want you to forget them. They want you to.
Oh, yes, and I'm wearing my beautiful the Reiki infused by your beautiful design.
Wonderful.
In fact, I'm wearing my Czech glass as we speak, my gorgeous lilac glass, and then the other one I have coming. I can't wait to see that spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you program that be for me to be to win the award to go on the as the host that I want to be?
I'll definitely plant the suggestion, but you know how I feel about that. Everything that happens to us is to forward us in our growth, and I feel that you are moving forward. So don't let fear guide you. Don't be afraid of not getting. Yeah, of not getting. Be happy that you're being considered.
The process.
And keep putting,
be happy
yeah.
through the process, the moment,
yep.
right?
Yep. Trust the process.
Yeah.
Trust the process. It's a wonderful process. Yeah. And I can see you. And can I mention it? Is that okay? If I can mention
yes,
what we're talking
ahead.
About?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I see this. I see it. I close my eyes and I see Audrey. And I see Audrey on, let's just pull it out of the hat, the Home Shopping Network. And I see you displaying jewelry, displaying rings, bracelets. I see you displaying new sets of sheets, bedding, linens. I see you working with designer clothes. Introducing models, instructing them to turn around so you can see the back way that the jacket hangs or the way the skirt falls. I can see you doing this when I close my eyes and I have my vision, and I see you being very successful.
Oh, my God, G, I love it. Thank you so much.
Be vigilant.
Okay.
It's something you want, something that you can make happen just by your pure intent. And that's got to be the bottom line, is your pure intent. Remember, you have eagle energy following you. Eagle energy is not only following you, it's leading you. So look for the feather. Look for the feather.
Okay.
And I see this as a period of unfoldment for you, dear. So,
it's beautiful.
You're gonna find your niche here, and Petersburg. Yeah, St. Petersburg.
Oh, I can't wait, B.
I like
awesome.
It.
We can see each other more. Awesome. Okay, people, thank you again. I love you. I'll be in touch.
Okay, dear. Okay. Much love.
Much love.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Well, this is just a wonderful thing. I just love it when the visions come and when the callers call in and things get said that resonate with other people. All it takes is, for me at least, is just to just open myself to the positive spirits that work around me. I too have my feathers that I use. I have driftwood that I use. These are all friends of mine that I like to speak about. My rocks, my crystals, my stones. Today I've been using a Moki marble. This is a shaman stone. This Moki marble came to me through interesting channels. I found it through a fellow I met online. And another stone that I used today was this beautiful natural citrine called a Lightberry Stone. And this came to me as a gift from a friend, Karen, who lives in Virginia. She is a wonderful lady, and if you ever have a chance to check her out online, her website is called New Age Stones.com, and let her know you heard about her on the Metaphysical Edge. She is a wonderful woman with beautiful a beautiful connection to rocks, crystals, and stones. And today we were very happy to participate with the elemental spirits that seem to be awake on this Saturday afternoon. I'm very grateful for the elementals that came and shared today's program with me, so I'm very happy about that as well. And, of course, you, our listeners, I'm very grateful for you and your participation. And I thank you to all of our callers and all of our listeners, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time for the Empowerment Hour. If you would like to join in at our fellowship room, opens at about 11:30 Central Time. I'll open up the fellowship room, and that's our chat room, except on Sunday I call it the fellowship room because it gives everyone a chance to meet and greet each other during our service. And life is good. In closing, I'd like to offer a few positive affirmations. My guides are giving me some positive affirmations to share. They're not giving me names, but they're telling me that someone that I will connect with on this radio program is in need of some help and is in need of some positive affirmations. So the first positive affirmation I want to give out to everyone, and specifically for one person that is needing it, is to spend time alone. Meditate. Meditate on what you truly desire. See it, feel it, taste it, smell it, and you will be it. And that's real important for one of our listeners. Spend time alone. Spend time contemplating. Spend time experiencing what you want from life, and you will manifest. Positive affirmation. I am my decision. Wow, I don't know where that one came from, but that's the affirmation. I am my decision. What that tells me is that we are not only what we eat, but we're also what we think and what we feel. Warmest blessings to each of you. Come on back next Saturday, 12 noon Central Time, and for another Metaphysical Edge. We have a guest next week. It'll be Gregory Scott, and I hope that you'll enjoy Dr. Scott with me. We'll be doing some healing, some sourcenating, and lots of chit-chat. Warmest blessings, each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you all. Bye.